KNOM Profiles.
If you're like most people, this sound makes you wince.
What does that drill do?
The unmistakable whine of a dentist drill.
Perhaps the tooth.
Only it's not a dentist behind the drill. It's a dental health aid therapist. Her name's Rochelle Ferry, and she's from Unalakleet, but she works at the Norton Sound Hospital in Nome. Recently, she had a patient come in, a patient who was complaining of pain.
So we took an x-ray to see what, you know, was bothering her, what the cause of the source of pain was. And it happened to be a cavity, and it was getting pretty close to the nerve. So what we did was we got her numb, and we took out the decay, and we put a filling in there.
X-rays, cavities, fillings, jobs once done exclusively by dentists that now, at least in Alaska, are increasingly being done by dental therapists.
The dental health aid therapists are really spread out all across the state of Alaska and are being utilized by several of the tribal health organizations around the state.
Dr. Sarah Schofstall-Cohn is a dentist with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage. She's been teaching dental therapists in Alaska for years. She says the data's not in yet, but so far, the program is doing exactly what it was designed to do.
We've had dental therapists practicing for 10 years, so it's going to take time to see changes that we'll be able to track. But what we're hearing from the dental directors that are employing dental health aid therapists is that they're seeing the health of their communities improve.
Improvements that are being highlighted by a national report by the Pew Charitable Trusts that says Norton Sound's dental health aid therapist program is increasing access to care, saving thousands of dollars in costs, and helping spread the word about prevention when it comes to dental health. In three communities, Unalakleet, Savunga, and Shishmaref, Norton Sound staffs a full-time dental therapist.
And a real good dental assistant to work with you is real good, too.
Bobby Curtis is originally from Kotzebue. He's been a dental therapist since 1996 and worked in Shishmaref since 2009. He says he focuses on working with kids to help them learn about good dental health early on.
In Shishmaref, what we do is during the school year, we do a school program, which we get the kids in, we do the exams and cleanings, and we do a weekly fluoride rinse program with them out there. If adults want to come in, we'll accommodate them too, but during the school hours is when we try to get the school kids in so that they're not just seeing us in the clinic. You know, they're seeing us outside the clinic also at the school.
Bobby sees hundreds of patients a year, over more than 1,000 visits. That's on top of the work that he does every morning at the school. And patients get seen daily. They don't have to wait for the few weeks out of the year when a dentist is in town, and they don't have to fly into Nome to get a cavity fixed. In fact, Bobby says he finds himself offering dental advice all over town.
I could be at the store, I could be at the post office, or just around town, and people ask me, you know, what do you think could be done with that? And I just tell them, if you can go stop by the clinic, you know, we could do x-rays and go from there.
Bobby's work in Shishmaref, Rochelle's work in Nome, it all adds up. A tremendous savings in time and travel, better access to dental care, shorter wait times, and both Bobby and Rochelle insist, healthier teeth.
I go to St. Michael's and Stebbins on a pretty regular basis throughout the winter, and I've noticed a change from the time that I first started going out there to now. People are coming in to have their children's teeth sealed. So.
Back at the clinic in Nome, one of the toughest critics of all, a mom, is watching as Rochelle finishes up her work. Carly Hobbs is a mother of five who's lived in Nome for about a decade. She says the dental therapists are definitely making a difference for her family and her daughter.
It means that we can get access quickly. Kate came up with a hole in her tooth and it's hurting her. And so there was a time where it was really hard to get in here at the hospital and have anybody seen. And since they've had more staffing, and I think the therapists are part of that, then it's meant that we've been able to get in. I had a toothache about a month and a half ago, and I was able to get in the same day, and they saw it and took care of it. So that has made a difference for us, just that you can get in if you have a problem.
As for Rochelle, she says,
I love it. It's something that I've always enjoyed.
And she says as she sees more fillings and fewer pulled teeth, well, It's a job that, she says, gives her a good reason to smile.
It's fulfilling and rewarding, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the fact that I'm here in my region helping my people. I have pride in it.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Matthew Smith.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.